Here's a fun, helpful tip for those having lunch on a budget. Burger King is now offering 10 nuggets for a dollar. Wendy's is now offering any size fries you want for a dollar. And for quite a long time, McDonald's has been offering any size drink you want for a dollar. So this coming workday, whenever you're at work and you get your lunch hour, hey, make the rounds. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, spend a dollar at each place. $3 lunch, everybody. That's right. That's your lunchtime tip for your from your road warrior friend, Steve. It is Saturday, October 27, 2018. I am broadcasting to you from Las Vegas, baby. But let me back up a little bit. That's right. On Wednesday, as you know, I was in Santa Fe. Then on Thursday morning, I left Santa Fe and headed to Albuquerque, where I had a fabulous lunch with my friend Ryan Clemens, who used to work at Grandma's Music and Sound, a huge music and recording gear store there in Albuquerque. Grandma's went out of business last year, but Ryan picked it up, and now Ryan is Grandma's Music and Sound. So if you need anything electronic, oh, you just look up Grandma's Music and Sound on the web, and it'll say it's closed, but then you hit the button that says, I want to talk to Ryan, and he'll take care of whatever you need. Anyway, so then I drove as far as Winslow, Arizona. Yes, insert your own Eagles classic lyric joke here, as absolutely everybody has when I've asked them, when they've asked me where I was. I stayed in Winslow for one night, then Friday, yesterday, I drove all the way to Vegas, baby, and I am now at the home of my dear, I wouldn't say old friend. We're not old, but we've been friends for a very stupid long time. This is Michelle, and she says world. We're in Michelle Wade's apartment here in Vegas, and we unloaded boxes of her stuff, which I brought to her, and now my car feels very empty. So say hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Michelle is a Frisbee golf aficionado and world champion a few years back. And so I call her Frisbee Girl, and she calls me?
Comedy Boy.
That's right. It's been that way since 1998. Speaking of 1998, you may, if you're an avid listener to this stupid podcast, you may remember that a couple weeks ago, for no reason, I put in a song called Whiskers and Me. It's a song about a fella who's really in love with his cat. Well, the making of the video of that song was almost exactly 20 years ago. It was Columbus Day weekend, 1998. And amongst my invaluable assistants and extras in the video is our own Michelle, who's sitting right here. So if you'd like to witness and see Michelle on screen for upwards of half a second, you can get on three times. That's right. You can get on YouTube and look and hunt for Whiskers and Me, the two Jew review. And if you're not sure how to spell the word review, you can just leave that out. As long as you get two and Jew in there. Whiskers and Me, the two Jew review. Have a look, have a listen. It's very inappropriate, and I think you'll enjoy it very much. So now we're going to do the opening music for this stupid podcast, and then we'll chat with Michelle a little more. Yeah.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve Goody.
Okay, it's Las Vegas, and Michelle was just laughing about that idea I had for a $3 lunch. Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, man. All you gotta do is wait in three drive-thrus, so it'll only take about 45 minutes of your time to get lunch for a dollar. I don't know how long this will be the case, but you should definitely take advantage of it. If you haven't got enough fried food and sugar in your diet, this is your big chance. How long have you lived in Vegas here, Michelle?
Well, I was here in 2011, mm-hmm. working with the private investigators.
That's right.
And then they lost their funding for the project.
Dope.
So, yeah. So, 1 year in 2011, and then I came back in 2014. So, mm-hmm.
And you were in Arizona in between?
Yes. Arizona in between, and I came back here March 5th of 2014, so we're coming up on 5 years.
Going on 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place. You know, people think of Vegas as just casinos and Frank Sinatra and the mafia. Yeah, but really, it is all that. And well, more.
Yeah, we do have, there's a lot of, it's a transient town. It's, not a whole lot of people put down roots here. It's tough to find people who actually grew up here and went to school here and are still here.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the rare.
Yeah. Well, that's the case in Nashville, too, and a lot of places I know. Most people get the hell out of wherever they're from. So Vegas fits right in with that.
But this is perfect. The weather's beautiful right now, and I'm so glad summer's over living in the desert.
Yeah, what is it, like 150 degrees every day?
About 122.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't have the humidity like Nashville.
That's true.
When the monsoons roll through and it gets humid, I say, it's a Nashville day.
Nah. But we get out your cowboy hat, start singing about Daisy Dukes and pickup trucks. And
you run inside and hide in your AC. And then, and we don't have snow, so that's
got two kitties.
Monsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has two lovely cats named Frank and Heidi. Why are they named Frank and Heidi?
It's actually Mr. Frankie and Miss Heidi.
Sorry.
And they are named after Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Who are they?
They are the number one LA morning radio talk show comedy. Get your day going with laughter. I've been listening to them for 18 years.
Yes, you have.
And
you
I've
are quite the fan.
Piggyback rides from Frank Kramer. We continue that tradition. I'm 58 years old, and I've been doing this for 17 years with these people. Yeah, so...
literally piggyback rides.
Literally piggyback
rides. This isn't an internet weird thing.
No,
it's... You show up at their event.
And I say, Frank, let's just get it over with right now. And he's like, come on, Michelle. And he puts his drink down, and he puts a big old smile on his face, and... helps me hop on, and mm-hmm. we take pictures and do the rock star.
Uh-huh. So is this like a 50-yard, 100-yard, 2-yard?
Huh?
How long is this piggyback ride go?
Oh, just long enough for everybody to laugh. And
okay, so you don't really go anywhere.
Buy pictures.
Okay.
One time, oh my God, the morning, they did a morning show in Fullerton, and they were doing shots, and Frank was wasted by like 8:30 in the morning. And I jumped on, and he started spinning us around, and people were just busting up laughing. And I mean, he was wasted. I was scared that time, honestly.
I'll bet. And yet you continue the tradition, because fear be damned. Well, that's where this can all go. You just start making some dumb little radio show in your garage, and all of a sudden, boom, you're giving piggyback rides, and everybody's drunk at 8:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
That's the dream.
Yep.
All right, let's do the middle of the show music, then we'll play a song, and Michelle gets to pick which of my stupid songs we will be playing.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
Hey there, Frisbee girl, always ready to compete athletically. You go to every meet where you always beat the pants off of those disc golfers. Hey there, Frisbee girl, I think I saw your Frisbee zoom right by. Man, you make that sucker fly while puffing on Marlboros.
I think that's your brand.
By day you work for lawyers ignoring all their memos. By night you watch reality shows.
Oh, just admit it.
Hey there, Frisbee girl, Jamie, Jack, and Stench are off the air. But you don't really seem to care. You listen on your PC. To hell with the FCC. That's you, Frisbee girl.
Hey, Frisbee girl, remember that time I came over and we watched The Sixth Sense on that huge freaking TV of yours, and you screamed so loud that the cat jumped out the window? Or the time when I came to watch you play disc golf and you twisted your ankle on the first hole, so I got to drive around with you all day on the cart feeding you booze? Or the time when I did a show at the Friars Club and you brought that dude from work and the
hey there, Frisbee girl, can't wait to see your house in the valley. I wish you lived in Tennessee. Why don't you visit me? You're such a good, good friend, even when your crazy family is mean. Your mom can't sell off your property, 'cause you gotta lean. Hey there, Frisbee girl, apparently you've switched to Scrabble now. Well, happy birthday anyhow. Could it be 9 years ago we made that weird music video?
You rock, Frisbee girl.
Hey there,
happy birthday, Frisbee girl. Now play a word, Frisbee girl. Anytime, Frisbee girl. It's your move, Frisbee girl. While we're young, Frisbee girl. Come on, Frisbee girl.
Okay. Just fair warning, if you're a friend of mine, for more than, I don't know, a day, it's possible I may write a song about you and use it on this stupid podcast. Ain't that right, Frisbee girl?
That's right.
Okay, we're signing off now. We're going to go play some bingo.
Yeah.
Because it's Vegas, baby.
$13,000 cash prize.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.